Howdy, it's Buzz from A World Less Cruel. You're listening to IRC FM. Bloop.
IRC FM Metal Monday starts now. G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to IRC FM Metal Monday, episode 15 here on IRC FM and Trax Radio, brought to you today by the launch of Immodus' debut album Smokescreen, available now at all the usual downloady places, gigs, and to be launched February 2012. We have lots of great music for you. We're basically going around the world in 90 minutes today, so it is going to be absolutely awesome. Listen to the words of this very first song by a band called Creep from Nevada in the US. It's called Metal to the Core. Could this be another metal earworm? I think you'll have to listen in and find out. This is IRC FM Metal Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com on IRC FM and Trax Radio. Thanks, Modus.
everybody. This is Brad from Foundry Road. You're about to listen to an insane amount of metal on IRC FM's Metal Monday.
Take your pressure and show it up.
welcome to episode 15 of Irk FM Metal Monday on Irk FM and also Trucks Radio. Find out more information about the show at irkfmmetalmonday.com. That track that we just heard was from a band called Field, who are from Bulgaria, with a song called Suffer My Justice. Before that, we heard from Killing Addiction with Fall of the Archetypes. And to open up, we had the possibly earwormy Metal to the Core by Creep from Nevada in the US. Anywho, this episode, of course, is brought to you by the debut album from Emotus, Smokescreen, which is available now. And you can also go to the album launch if you're in Sydney on the 18th of February 2012. Anywho, the band that you just heard there, Field, they have a very interesting video at the moment on the front page of their website. They have a video clip for a different song where they are in a snow-laden forest and there's a whole heap of mountain bikers and all that sort of stuff riding around them. But it was funny, when I was watching that particular clip, the first thing that got my attention was the drums in the snow. It wasn't actually snowing at the time, but snow had fallen. And so I wondered how Foundry Road's Brad would go in the snowy conditions and how long it would take for his drums to acclimatise. Anywho, Field are from Bulgaria, although they seem to be alternating at the moment between Bulgaria and Finland. They managed to get a solid following among the open-minded metal fans with their categorisation defying mixture of aggressive Machine Head, Slipknot, singing and rapping meets hard-hitting riffs closest to the style of an early Korn and Helmet mixed with groovy big beats and uncompromising attitudes. Developing their own and unique style, they called Dirty Grooves through touring the Bulgarian Finnish five-piece, released two albums so far, Field in 2003 and Not Blonde Enough to Survive the Holocaust in 2009. Prior to that, we heard from Killing Addiction, and Killing Addiction are from Florida in the US. They put themselves in the black metal, death metal, and grindcore categories. And prior to that, we heard from Creep from Nevada. Going to keep things going on now with a song called Freak Maker by Stray Bullet. I don't think they're actually together anymore. They were from Denver, Colorado, but I don't think they're together anymore. So let's check them out. This song is called Freak Maker. You're listening to Irk FM Metal Monday on Channel Irk, Irk FM and Trax Radio. Thanks, Midas.
Hi, we are Centered Self.
We? What's this we business?
We.
We're a band?
We are a band.
What's your name?
Simon.
What's my name?
Alan.
Why did I get you to tell me that?
I don't know. And you're listening to... Oak FM Metal Monday.
Monday! Monday! Monday!
Monday!
We'll be right back.
Howdy, it's Buzz from A World Less Cruel. You're listening to Irk FM. Bloop.
Are we back in Bulgaria again? I think we are. That was the Revenge Project from Bulgaria with Blood and Ashes. Before that, we had a bit of a band, is a bit of a contradiction for reasons that I'll tell you why in a moment. Upper Deck with their song called Darkness. Before that, 3-in-1 with their song Eye of the Storm. And prior to that, to start off that particular set, we had Unspoken Rage with their song called Rockzilla. Bit of an interesting tune for a metal band, but that's what you get. Anywho, the Revenge Project are from Bulgaria. Not sure if they're still around. They were founded in the year 2000 as a side project of several musicians who were well known in other bands. In a few months later, the formation of the band was complete, and they've had a few band lineup changes in between. Their first international gig was in a festival in Macedonia in 2003, and they also recorded their first album then. They have also had gigs in other countries as well, with some Polish death metal idols, Aveda, and they've also played with German thrash metal legends, Sodom. So that's awesome. Before that, we heard from Upper Deck, and they're a bit of a contradiction. They say that they're not just a band, they're a complete ministry. Who would have thought that you could have something called a six-piece Christian melodic metalcore band? Well, now you've heard of one. Song actually wasn't too bad, I did enjoy it. They're from Indian Head in Maryland in the US. And so they reach out to teens and young adults trying to spread the word of what they believe in. They meet up with them where they're at and through music. They also run a youth recovery group in different churches in their state called Love Hurts, God Heals, which is an 8-step program which teaches the young important tools for recovery from life's hurts, habits and hang-ups. So, as I said, a bit of a contradiction there, a Christian melodic metalcore band. Prior to that, we heard from 3-in-1. They're an emerging hard rock/metal band with a female-fronted singer based out of Miami, Florida. They're known for engaging the crowd with their take on music, giving nothing less than a raw, passionate, unforgettable, energetic performance at every one of their shows. And they've had that chance at venues across South Florida and the southeast of the US. And before that, we heard from Unspoken Rage. They are a loud and aggressive groove rock band from Amarillo in Texas. Formed in 2006, they gained extra band members in 2007-2009. More on the hard rock side than the metal side, but they have travelled extensively. They've travelled in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Colorado, and the surrounding region. So we're going to continue on now with a song. I always like songs about trains, and this one's called Freight Train. And it is by Snake Eyes 7. And Snake Eyes 7, I think from memory they're from California. No, close. It started with a C. They're from Canada. Bringing musical elements of old school and new style metal, Snake Eyes 7 bring a fresh approach to the hardcore metal genre. They banded together in May 2005. They had some time off in the middle, and now they're back. One thing holds true, the Snake Eyes 7 approach is of epic proportions. Everything is done big, including their unparalleled live shows, which features huge flaming snakes, gigantic walls of marshals, and plenty of light, smokes, and bombs. This idea is not only to captivate the audience, but to entertain them and to give every fan a show to remember. So let's hear from Snake Eyes 7 right now, and this song coming up is called Freight Train.
Yeah! Hi, this is Melina from Emotus, and you're listening to Irk FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to Irk FM.
This is Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to Irk FM's Metal Monday.
Scott.
And I'm Explain, and we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
Irk FM.
Yeah.
Are you looking for something to read while you're listening to Oak FM Metal Monday? If so, head over to Mystic Metal for reviews, interviews, competitions, and an Australian gig guide, and a lot more. Mysticmetal.com.au, link in the show notes. Oh, that was a killer way to finish the episode. From Bulgaria yet again. There seems to be a massive metal scene in Bulgaria. That was Mindfold Express with their song called Charge. Great way to finish. Before that, we heard from Skin Mask from Hollywood and their song Day After Day. And prior to that, we heard Overlord with their song called Midnight Flight. Overlord, let me tell you a bit about them. Of course, if you want to go to the show notes, click on all the links, you can. IrkFMMetalMonday.com. They're from Ontario in Canada. Overlord was created in 1983. Wow. Although many years of member changes and struggling to make it in the music industry, they remained very identifiable and long-lasting, and they created much-desired music. In the early to mid-1990s, Overlord had called it quits, but it wasn't until 2001, when the power of the internet that fans across the world started to want more of Overlord. With all the original members busy with other things, it was not possible for a reunion to happen, so some other dude decided to take on the project of Overlord by himself and recruit young new members. And so that happened, and they are back. They call themselves a new band, a new sound, a new look, but still with that Overlord touch. They say that there is only one Overlord. Maybe I should growl this. There is only one Overlord, and that is a metal band from Canada. Okay, maybe not. After Overlord, we heard from Skin Mask from Hollywood. They say that they are a well-oiled, radio-ready sonic machine. They are a mix of metal, pop, rock, industrial, but one thing that it is not is boring. With wicked vocals that make you want to sing along, bass lines that guide the rhythmic patterns of blood flow, guitar riffs that electrify every nerve, and drums that set the body in motion to the beat, this sound is addictively infectious. As one fan put it, it can be described as, quote, tribal, intense, and fun. And their last band, Mindfold Express, experimental metal progressive from Bulgaria. And they're still around. They're still around. Let me tell you a little bit about them from Bulgaria. As I said, there seems to be a massive metal scene in Bulgaria. It is a Bulgarian-based experimental groove metal trio that was conceived as a project by both guitarists in the beginning of 2009. A few months later, the band set out to record an EP with the idea to showcase the music. Their debut album was released in November 2010. Now, on this episode of IrkFM Metal Monday, which was brought to you by Amodus and their album launch, this February 18, 2012. On this episode, we have heard from many bands. We have heard from Creep, Killing Addiction, Field, Stray Bullet, Unspoken Rage, 3-in-1, Upper Deck, The Revenge Project, Snake Eyes 7, Overlord, Skin Mask, Mindfold Express. I'm Irk. I'll see you next week. IrkFM Metal Monday. Don't hate me because I'm metal. Good night into a